Blog Talk Radio.
To Say Radio Show, Monday, November 18th, 2013. November is National Peanut Butter Lovers Month. The I've Got Something to Say show is in full effect. Hello, world, and everyone around. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. You could be doing anything in the world to include the viewing of the New England Patriots and the North Carolina Panthers, but you chose to be here on tonight. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, my CEO, executive producer, program director, director of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We have no other than in the studio with us, D Slate. What's going on, D Slate?
Well, what's going on there, Paige? I'm very thankful again to be on the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Black British is what they call me. The only Black British man here in Arizona. I don't know how I do it. I just don't know how I do it.
You've got to be kidding me. You know, they often refer to African-American British people as Afro-Brits. Did you know that?
Afro-Brits. Without the Afro.
Afro-Brits. Yeah, without the Afro. How cool is that? That is so bloody nice. I love it. I love it.
Bloody
yes.
Nice.
Bloody nice. Well, D Slate, we're going to have a wonderful show on this
evening.
Indeed. Once again, welcome, welcome. Yes, if you're just tuning in, if you want to be a part of the show, you can get in where you fit in, 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special guest in our studios on tonight. It will be no other than singer-songwriter Noel Gordon is going to be in the studio, in the building. He also will be performing live at the VA Live Complex in Chesapeake, Virginia, next weekend on Saturday, November 30th. So we will be giving the opportunity to our listeners to win a chance to meet and greet with the singer, as well as stay for the concert, A Night of Soul. Deeply, how cool was that?
That is absolutely cool, and I just want to say I'm thrilled and excited. I'm like TJ, I'm one of the biggest Noel Gordon fans. I love his music. The brother is extremely talented. Noel, that's my boy. I love his music. We play it all the time on the D Hour Radio Network. And also, you know, he's got a new song with jazz artist Brian Culbertson called "You're My Music."
Wow.
That's probably one of my favorite songs from Noel. But I mean, of course, "The River" and "Beautiful" as well. But his music is it's intoxicating. It's breathtaking. So those new fans that are listening right now that's never heard it, you guys are absolutely going to love his music and, you know, him as a person. You know, we've had him on Network, you know, he was incredible last time. We had a great time with him. Can't wait to get him back on with us tonight.
Absolutely. And the one thing that we actually have in common is that we're both from Boston. We drive cars. So, you know, even though he's Boston born, he spent a great deal of his time in the southern part of the United States, should I say. So we're going to have the opportunity to speak with him, get it in as far as his past projects and his future projects. And I'm really, really ecstatic. Oh, yes, absolutely. We'll be sweet on
Southern, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Tonight, we're going to be having a little bit of fabulous news. You know, Poetic Picks, of course, the song of the day, Justice Jam of the day, Touchdown with D. Slate, sports scores, and news. Love that, heart that. And then the Monday flashback. So what we're going to do right now, the time is 5 minutes after the hour. We definitely want to hear from you. We're going to have some great topics we're going to discuss throughout the show. We're going to talk a little bit about Noel Gordine's concert coming up once again in Chesapeake, Virginia. We're going to be looking for the fifth caller on this evening, so definitely keep your ears open, keep your eyes posted to the game, but most importantly, you can walk and chew gum, right? Exactly. I hear you. I see
That's
you.
Right.
I see you. But exactly. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things, and also to include the past weekend, the box office. You know, everyone, you can't get away from it, but everyone is talking about the Best Man holiday. So we'll be discussing that. No, I have not seen it. Please don't tell me, other than, you know, the fact that I may need tissue or, you know, a boo or something to go with, you know, put my what are you laughing at, D. Slate? Could I say my boo? What are you laughing at?
Is that humor? I was laughing.
No, I heard a snicker like.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that was me sneezing. That was me sneezing. The allergies is getting out.
I got your allergies. It's either, I thought that you were either beatboxing or you snickering. Snickering. I better watch out because Paula D may turn that upside down, so I got to watch how I say snickering. All right, well, once again, the time is now 6 minutes after the hour, We're going to go ahead and kick things off a little bit and get right into the song of the day. This gentleman right here just got married. Congratulations to him recently. And this song is going to be the new wedding song for the end of 2013 and for, you know, forever. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's the song of the day, All of Me, John Legend, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate in the building. Let's go.
Oh, it's time for the business. Let's go.
What would I do without your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out? You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
We are back live. The time is now 12 minutes after the hour. I just simply love that song. If you don't like me, you like some of me, a partial, one-third of me. No, John says that you have to love all of me. I meant from your beginning to the end, all your imperfections. I'm telling you, you're doing the big John Legend. I'm sitting here giving myself self-love right now. So if I had a boo, I would dedicate that to you. That kind of rhyme, right? You know, I had to put on my sexy radio voice for that one. Yeah, definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in right now. The time is now 13 minutes after the hour. It's yours truly, the very sexy and fabulous Miss Fabulous. Pun intended, and the D Hour Show Radio Network Program Director, CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate, is in the building.
In the building, yes, I am.
Wow, yeah, that was too sexy even for me. So, yeah, we're gonna keep it moving. If you can hear me clap twice, yeah. Are you trying to sing a little bit? Was you trying to vocalize a little?
Oh, you know, I got some vocals, PJ, but I'm going to save them for later, though. I'm going to save them for later.
Who sings All of Me? Who sings
well,
that?
Well, I mean, sometimes I sing All of Me, or sometimes I sing one-fourth of me, even two-thirds. But, you know, I mean, that's just what I do. You know?
Right, but I'm saying who sings All of Me?
Who sings All of Me? Oh, I don't, it could be part of you singing All of Me.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say if it was John Legend, please let him sing the song. Gosh.
Oh. Well, excuse me for showing my talent.
Right. Like the guy said to the other guy, move over, I am over. Okay, try to digress that one. Okay, we're back, and we're back live. We're back like Jerry Curls and Fat Gold Chains. Remember those? Fat, meaning P-H-A-T, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I had both of them, yeah. So I can understand that. I had both of them.
Okay, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just jump right into it because we are anticipating one of our favorite, and should I say the Hour Show Radio Network favorites. Singer-songwriter Noel Gordine is going to be in the studios with us very shortly. So, once again, let's jump right in into it. It is the Fabulous News. Ladies and gentlemen, six people dead in Illinois. One man was killed in Michigan, according to authorities. As many as 200 people were injured through Illinois, officials say. Some 120 those injured in Washington. Also, the storm destroyed or seriously damaged as many as 400 homes in Washington alone, according to Governor Pat Quinn told reporters on Monday. Damages were also reported as adjacent northern Illinois torn down to the city of the Coal City, as well as Champaign County and Central Illinois, Southern Illinois, and Washington County. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely going to keep our brothers and sisters in prayer. At least 600,000 customers in Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan were without power as of Monday afternoon, based by officials. Some outages in the Southwest Michigan may not be fixed until this weekend. And finally, officials delayed the NFL game between the Chicago Bears and Baltimore Ravens for almost 2 hours as storms approached Chicago, warning spectators to leave immediately the stands at Soldier Field and head for cover. 270 flights were canceled Sunday and delays overnight stretched out for hours. So again, ladies and gentlemen, our brothers and sisters and our listening audience, please, please, please keep the state of Illinois and also Michigan and Indiana in your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
On to other news, ladies and gentlemen, the box office is off the chain. Not literally, but yeah, off the chain. We're talking about Thor 2 as well as The Best Man Holiday. Yeah, everybody's talking about it, right? Well, you know, lessons of the weekend's box office is twofold. First of all, we have another shining example as into why ranking is relatively irrelevant. Yeah, Disney's The Dark World is at the top film for this weekend at $38 million. What? Who does that? Yeah. But at the top of the story this weekend, Universal's Best Man Holiday by Malcolm D. Lee, sequel to The Best Man after 14 years after original debuted, is a genuinely strong $30.6 million. Let me hold a dollar. Yeah. Said the number of unquestionable triumph for the $17 million that was normally used to place the movie. The second lesson of this weekend is not another that should be learned by, yes, black people. Black, us, color, yeah, African-Americans, yeah, we go to the movies, and we all need to stop being so surprised, like lottery winning surprise, over when Tyler Perry scores again and again and again, and Kevin Hart's Laugh at My Pain, and Let Me Explain, Breakout, Limited Release. But most importantly, well, it's past time we noticed that black audiences like seeing themselves on screen. Most importantly, we arguably key that, you know, it's not necessarily the disparity of black characters on screen with roles that require, you know, begging, stealing, and killing, but it was a well-rounded movie and definitely a must-see. Yes, congratulations to the cast of The Best Man, Taye Diggs, Morris Chestnut, Regina Hall, Terrence Howard, Sonali Lathan, Nia Long, and Hera Pinero are all big names that we know. And last but not least, by way of the fabulous news, this is in my hometown, Massachusetts. Listen, a Massachusetts man wins $30,000, $30 million. I had to look at them. Let me put my spectacles on. Let me try this one more time. He wins $30 million in a lottery after losing his girlfriend. If you win $30 million, who cares about a girlfriend or a friend that's a girl? And he says that at a press conference, after winning the money, you know, he had been working two jobs to support his family, recently dumped by his girlfriend, but the 22-year-old Massachusetts man, nicknamed Sonny, can console himself, yeah, with a winning lottery ticket. You go, Sonny. Need a boo? I'm from Boston, and we can drive a car together. Yes. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have any major, major birthdays for today, but happy birthday to anyone who's celebrating a birthday in the month of November. And next week, definitely, we all shall feast upon Thanksgiving. So definitely keep all people in prayers in the Philippines and Illinois, and definitely, definitely enjoy another wonderful segment of the Fabulous News.
Well, well.
All right. Yeah, the $30 million. And his girlfriend, I think she wants some of that deep slate. I'm like, who does
that? I think
that?
She definitely wants some of that. I mean, he lost his girlfriend, and he won $30 million. I think his trade-off is going to – I think he's going to be happy with his trade-off.
Right, right. He lost the girlfriend, but I'm sure he's going to win a lot more friends and girlfriends, plural, and so on and so forth. But the thing I want to know is, you know, they weren't married, and the operative word is girlfriend. From my understanding, it wasn't noted in the article, but she's interested in getting her payday.
Well, I'm pretty sure once she found out he won, she was blowing up his cell phone, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not cool at all. Don't even worry about Sunny. You're going to have a lot of sunny days. So your two jobs that you were working, he turned in his resignation immediately.
Everybody loves them.
Can you spend $30 million? I can be your boo. Can you spend $30 million? I sure can. Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live 21 minutes after the hour. And in Virginia, the current temperatures are a cool, nice, brisk 56 degrees, high 51 tomorrow, and on Wednesday, high 54. We are looking for the fifth caller tonight. You and a guest can be able to see headliner national singer-songwriter Noelle Gordien in concert coming to VA Live Complex in Chesapeake, Virginia, Saturday, November 3rd. For a night of soul. Also featuring singer John Michaels and 757's very own Ramonta Allen. You and a guest will be invited to the meet and greet before the show. Again, the fifth caller when you hear the river, and you will be in the building. So get those fingers to dialing 718-766-4553. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Good luck.
It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show, home of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Celebrity Thursdays, and Indie Up Saturdays. We're going to go ahead and take another quick musical break. Hey, D-Slate, listen, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the latest by Toni Braxton and Babyface, Hurt You. We'll be right back.
Again, loving you has caused me so much pain, but you don't see it, you never see it, so why apologize? I was just doing what I had to do, baby. I never meant to break your heart.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are fewer than 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
We're back live. It is currently 27 minutes after the hour. We were just listening to Hurt You by the very fabulous Toni Braxton and the very, very talented Babyface. I love that song. I won't hurt you. No, D Slate won't hurt you. The D Hour Show.
I don't know now. If ain't nobody fried my chicken right, or nobody's put enough cheese in my macaroni, I may just have to hurt somebody a little bit.
You ain't gonna hurt nobody. What you talking about, D Slate? Hey, boo.
Oh my God.
Who let him in? What in the world?
Please.
Hey, what?
Don't be trying to end GB.
Me.
What?
GB.
Hold on, GB. Hold on.
We changed the locks.
How you get in, GB?
I got in through the window. They don't call me girlfriend
for
nothing. My butt went in
GB.
First, and my body went in second. And here it goes.
GB, we 5 floors up. How the hell you get in the window?
I never want to hurt you.
Oh,
when
goodness.
I turned around
GB,
and saw this
GB,
butt,
GB,
they were like, no.
GB, look at it. I want to keep my hearing, okay? I want to keep my hearing. Please don't do that to my eardrums. Please don't do that to my eardrums.
I wouldn't care you be selling oranges by the freeway. Don't be talking to me like that, because I don't know karate, but that damn sure no crazy.
Oh, here we go.
I just came to say happy birthday to one of my friends.
We just honored Veterans Day not too long ago. I think the military might be able to use you. How about you go down to the office and see if you can sign up?
I'm in the military. I work at Military Circle, and then I'll go to Salvation Army and a shop at Old Navy. How about that?
There we go.
You just started by the freeway.
GB, the Salvation Army and the Salvation Army and Old Navy ain't got nothing to do with the military. You know that, right? You know that.
Yeah, I do gotta say one more thing. Keep it. Come on now. One more thing to my homeboy. His birthday. Happy birthday, Nishka in Virginia. Yeah, and then my homeboy, Bernie. That's his wife. Tell me to tell him happy birthday.
Oh my goodness. I see I'm going to have to get better luck.
I got to get better luck. She be twerking.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
All right, well, I do have this one more thing for my sister, Paulette Jester. We're looking for the fifth call of the night. You and the guests will be able to see national single songwriter Noel Gordin. Ain't no Virginia will lie. So North Carolina did, But anyway, coming that month, November. That's been month. For not a soul. So you and your guests, when you hear the river,
You just tearing the whole English language up. Look here. Get a dictionary. Call Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune. He might be able to help you out, all right?
Well, I know one more thing. I got something to say. That GB, mean the girl, but and I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's up? In the building,
Ooh. We got to get better locksmiths for the windows and the doors.
Man, we need to get a locksmith, a lock Williams, a lock Brown, or whomever, but
when
we need to do something quick, fast.
When GB started talking, I feel like I need to go back to school. I mean, I just really don't know, you know?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into another break. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, yes, this is the I've Caught Something to Say radio show. And from time to time, we have these people that just invade our radio. So it is I, Miss Fabulous, and D. Slate. We're in the building having a great time. We're looking forward to interviewing the very talented singer-songwriter Noel Gordin. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to
get Exactly. Yeah. But, hey, D-Slate, let's take another quick musical break. This singer just celebrated his 35th birthday this year and still looking fine. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I don't know about all that.
My baby daddy. Yeah, I know people are going to fight me when I say this.
All right. Tell them who it is, CJ. Tell them who it is. Go ahead.
I'm talking about Usher.
That's my baby daddy.
Damn,
can a brother get some credit?
Brother?
I mean, you know.
Oh, G-Slade, don't get all jelly on me. You know. All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 33 minutes after the hour. Once again, you don't have to call. Here's Usher. Stay tuned. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Yo, after the night, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real, that's my nigga for real, come on. Smart about it, celebration.
live. It's currently 38 minutes after the hour. Yeah, you don't have to call. It's okay. That's Usher, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we are back, and once again, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network, home to the new sports show, All Things Sports. Tune in every Tuesday. Well, we have the man of the hour. Yes, the anticipated interview of the year. Yes. He will be here live in Virginia on Saturday, November 30th, yes, at the Chesapeake, in Chesapeake, Virginia, at the VA Live Complex. D-Slate, I'm going to defer to you right now so you can properly introduce our guest for tonight.
I have to say it is an honor and a pleasure to introduce our brother again and welcome him back to the D-Hour Radio Network tonight. Smooth R&B crooner recording artist Noel Gordine returned to the mainstream with his new album released in April, the much-anticipated album titled Fresh the Definition, which was Noel's sophomore release to date. Fresh the Definition was the follow-up to After My Time, which was released in the summer of 2008 and boasted the infectious lead hit single, The River, and That's My Joy. The first single from the forthcoming album, Beautiful, was the number three most added record at Urban AC Radio in its first week out. The melodic groove debuted at number 29 on the Urban AC charts, amplifying promising signs of a sure shot hit anthem. In the warm, heartfelt record, Noel takes the lead to exemplify how to respectfully address the woman that has captured his heart and still making incredible music. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm I Got Something to Say radio show welcome to the sensational Mr. Noel Gordine.
What's happening, y'all? That was very nice, man. I appreciate that. That was a warm welcome right there.
Well, I got to do it for you, bro. I got to do it for you because, first of all, I got to say myself, just like PJ, man, we're huge. I'm one of your biggest fans with your music, man. I love your music, man. You have some incredible music, and we showcase your music all the time on the DL Radio Network, man. And I got to say your joint with jazz artist Brian Culberson is one of my absolute favorites. So,
well, I just
want to say thank you so much for joining it, man. It's our honor to have you on the show with us tonight.
Well, thanks so much, man. It's really my honor to be here, man, because y'all have been there for me for years, man. So I really appreciate the support and the, you know, just all the love that y'all give me and my music, man. It's needed, you know. It's not easy for artists such as myself in this genre. You know, it seems like they're trying to quiet us a little bit, but this music is here to stay. So I'm really honored that you're having me on again. Appreciate it.
Well, absolutely, Noel. Can I ask one question?
Absolutely.
What about those New England Patriots? What?
Oh, here we go.
Wow, it's like that, right? Yo, I just looked at it, right, and I was like, man, they're playing Carolina. That's just crazy. We're gonna have to talk about this. I figured it was gonna come up, but you know, it's still early. It's still in the second quarter. We still got the second half, so you know, we got some defensive geniuses on the sidelines for the Patriots. So we'll see what happens.
Of course, you know, D-Slate is from Chicago, and, you know, both you and I, Noel, are from the beautiful city of Boston. That's
yep.
Right, we drive cars. We're from Wicked Biffa. We're
That's
from
right.
New England.
Yeah.
So definitely want to say welcome once again to my Beantown brother, you
yes,
know.
Yes, love. Yes, love.
That's
I
right.
appreciate
That's
that.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you for being on. You could have been anywhere in the United States or across the country, but you chose to be on the D-Hour Show Radio Network once again. So
that's right.
We're very ecstatic. We're going to get into a couple of questions and, you know, want to kind of kick it with you. You have a little
mm-hmm.
bit of time to kick it with us?
Yeah, I got some time. It's all good.
Okay. It's all
yeah.
right. Well, first and foremost, my understanding is that you're going to be coming out to Virginia
yeah.
to perform at the VA Live Complex on next Saturday. And let me tell you, the women are like, woo, Noel Gordine. When
well,
I see the picture.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that because it's, you know, that's one of the major you know, influences of my music. So you know, I'm always trying to please the ladies. Please the ladies. I love my fellas, but you know, I got to please the ladies, and that's what keeps me writing about certain concepts and such. So it's going to be a great night. I can't wait for it to get here, and I can't wait to get out there to Virginia.
Exactly. And on the flip side, the brothers are like, yeah, that's my dude right there. Yeah, I like that joint right there, the river. Yeah, I'm going to be out there with my lady. I'm like, okay, that's a lot of information, but
yeah.
Thank you, and we appreciate you so wholeheartedly. So,
yes, and
yeah,
I love
absolutely, and you're going to be in great company because singer John Michaels, as well as 757 very own Ramonta Allen, will be
mm-hmm.
in the place.
Yes.
So with you headlining and two other gentlemen performing, it's going to truly be a night of soul. Your voices are just tremendous, and let me say, I have to concur with D Slate. I am truly a fan. Let me tell you, my number one joint, you know, the river, I love it, but let me tell
yeah.
you, Beautiful is my song.
That's your joint?
That is my joint, Beantown brother.
Well,
yes.
Hey, it was inspired and made for you beautiful women, so you had something to do with it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's real.
Well, no, a lot of people are familiar with those singles, which, you know, charted, you know, high in the high ends, the top 10s and
yes.
top 40, and it's still going strong on urban radio demographics across the country and overseas right now. So
yeah.
This is going to be your sophomoric or your junior album that's going to be forthcoming next quarter.
This is going to be my junior album titled City Heart, Southern Soul. The first single is Heaven Knows, and I did that with a talented producer and singer-songwriter as well, Marcellus Dawson. They call him Hands Down. And he's actually from Chicago himself. So, you know, D. Slate, you probably know of him. And, yeah, but this project is going to be a special one. And like I said, it's my third one coming. And just trying to maintain that quality of music. You know, the music with my integrity intact, that genuine, I call it, you know, it's that soul music. People say rhythm and blues. And I say, you know, it's that soul and B. I call it soul and B. And it's going to be a special album. It really is.
I like that.
It's a tight-knit group that I work with, once again. Not a lot of writers. Myself, Marcellus Dawson, Ashton Combs from Atlanta, Miss Courtney Harrell, who was wrote with me on my second album, Fresh to Definition. And, you know, it's going to be special. I'm really looking forward to seeing what people's reactions is going to be when City Heart, Southern Soul hits.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to say that I'm a great researcher. I'm a music collector of all genres. I like everything from ABBA to Lawrence Welk and the Bubble Orchestra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, me being a classical harpist, and people mouth normally drops when they say, okay, you're a black woman, you play the what? Yeah, the classical harp. I'm a trained harpist, right? So
yeah.
With that being said, you know, even though you're in the genre classified as, you know, R&B music or the R&B crooner of, you know, soul music, you were classically trained, fill in the blanks. Where?
Classically trained?
Yeah.
I was classically trained at the beginning of my career in vocals by a classical opera singer. I mean, needless to say, I didn't have the money to continue with those lessons. So I took what she had taught me and ran with it a little bit. And from there, it was just listening to artists that influenced me over the years and I was inspired by. So I took it from there to just pretty much emulate, you know, the falsettos of the Philip Baileys and the Princes. And, you know, that rough raspy of the Otis Reddings and, you know, the smoothness of a Marvin Gaye and Sam Cooke, and I just tried to emulate as much as I could, and then, you know, pretty much train myself and get training from all the greats of the yesteryears. But
that's
yeah, that's what I'd have to say.
Absolutely, and you're in great company because you named some, you know, very well-established and well-respected, you know, entertainers in the business. I heard that you mentioned Prince and Otis Redding and things of that nature, and your music is really timeless in this classic, Noel, because it kind of takes you on a journey. You know, you can bop to it from the 3-year-old to the 98-year-old woman in a, probably a resting home, you know, can all appreciate the river. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
absolutely, and that's the mission. I mean, that's the mission. That's it's always my mission to be able to be able to be heard from 2 years, like you said, from 3 to 93 or 98 or I want everybody to be able to listen to my music. I don't want nobody to have to sit near it and monitor the volume because of bad language or, you know, condescending lyrics or, you know, things in that nature. I'm always making music that everybody can listen to. It's respectful and it's, you know, it's timeless.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to hog up the interview because you're going to hang out with us in the studio. And actually, Noel, we're going to be giving away a couple of pairs of tickets for those who are living in the greater Hampton Roads area, Norfolk, Virginia, Hampton Roads, Seven Cities. Definitely you want to purchase your tickets. If you don't win them, to come out to hear singer-songwriter Noel Gordine. But without further ado, I'm going to defer right now to D. Slate because he's one of your largest, hugest fans, if such a word, and he definitely has a couple of questions he wants to inquire within. And then I'm going to come back with some follow-up questions regarding your next project as well as your forthcoming to Virginia next week.
Cool.
D. Slate.
No doubt. Well, you know, Noel, first of all, I want to say this, bro. I want to say that, I want to say that I can understand. I mean, just, you know, your music, you know, to talk about how incredible your music is. You know, I remember one day I was walking in the mall, you know, singing Beautiful, and then a crowd of ladies tackled me, and they was like, oh, they thought I was there. Oh, Noel, Noel. I said, no, it's just me. I'm just singing, you know. And they was like, oh, okay, we thought you was Noel. I said, no, I'm just singing this song. I'm just singing this song, you know. And I can understand that, you know. I can understand, you know, where they got that from. But
yeah,
it was cool, you know. I was in the hospital for a couple of days, but it's all right, though. It's all right. I'm good now. I'm good. Now, I want to say that just listening to the list of artists that you threw out there as your inspiration, it speaks volumes because all those artists you mentioned are some of my favorites. But it speaks volumes about your creativity and it speaks volumes about your your musical background and the way you approach music. And I think that's why your music is so phenomenal. And I think that when you drop the new album, I know I definitely can't wait to hear that and definitely can't wait to see the new single that you're going to drop on everybody. And I definitely hope you definitely shoot that to us, man, so we can give a world premiere, you know what I'm saying, of the new music and the new single when it's time for you to definitely drop it, because I know it's going to be just as hot as Beautiful and just as hot as The River, you know, and You're My Music and, you know, all these other hits out there that you have. But I want to know, you know, looking at, and I think we might have touched on this, you know, sometime before, and I like to talk about this with a lot of R&B artists, but looking at the way music is today and the way that, you know, people are so upset with some of the type of music that they hear on the radio, and so many people, you know, you always hear them saying, I don't like to listen to the radio, I don't like the new stuff that they're playing, I just listen to my old school music, I just listen to, you know, the music, you know, in Pandora or the music on my iPhone or iPod, whatever the case may be. But a lot of people not feeling some of the new music they hear on the radio, you know, or any of the new artists. So looking at that, you know, as an artist coming into, your third album, you know, how do you approach, those music fans and help them to appreciate your music?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, it's going to remain, it's going to be there. That type of music is going to be there until people, you know, either stop buying it or stop supporting it. I mean, people say they're looking for, good music, that real music. The music's out there. You just have to support it. You know, the artists are there. We didn't stop making music that you want to listen to But we are getting pushed to the side in a sense because there's this other music that's taking over all the airwaves and, you know, taking up all the video space and such. And,
that's
you know, there's a lot of artists out there that people are saying they want, you know, they want to hear this. They want to hear that real music, this and that. But they're not supporting it. So, you know, it starts with the fans. You know, the radio people and the industry folk go by what's selling. I mean, that's what they do. You know, it's a numbers game now. It's not just a music thing now. You know, it's a numbers thing, and it's selling, and you know, that's what it is. It's more of that commodity type of thing. So, you know, it's not going to be there if it's not getting supported. And, you know, this music, the music that I make, I make it with respect. I have a great deal of respect for the artists that laid the path years ago, and I really do. I really put a lot of conscious effort and thought into my music, because I care about it, you know. There's a lot of music that's made today. They just, I don't know, a lot of this stuff sounds like it's made in 10 minutes. It's just ridiculous, but, I mean, it's
yeah.
moving. It's moving. The people are supporting it, and it's going to continue to be there until people, you know, either, like I said, stop supporting it or, you know, stand up and start supporting the music that you really want to listen to. So, you know, this music has never been gone. We've always been here, people. We've been here making music. You know, we're just not getting the type of, you know, publicity and marketing share that I feel that we should be. So that's my stance. But we all have to coexist. You know, there's no reason to be sour. We all have to coexist and just keep making the music that you believe in. Because if you don't believe in it, everybody's going to be able to tell. It comes through, you know. So make the best music that's in your heart to make.
Wow, that is really
I agree with you. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you know, D-Slay, I'm sure that you have a couple of more questions, but I'm going to jump right in here and kind of fast forward and talk a little bit about your forthcoming project. What inspired you, first of all, what is it called? What is your upcoming album entitled?
It's entitled City Heart, Southern Soul.
Okay, so that says a lot about your background, being born in Massachusetts and spending most of your time in the southern states, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly, Mississippi.
Wow. So
yeah,
basically, what inspired that and what should we look for? Should we look for the signature of Noel Gordine that gives the soulful realms, or is there any differential in between this song as being your junior album than before?
Well, I'll tell you, I've grown a little bit more because, you know, if you're in this industry and you don't grow, there's something wrong. I've learned a lot, you know, coming from the Fresh the Definition album and now. I've grown. I still call it Soul and B. That's what I call it. I call it that retro relevancy, you know, type of music that I'm making. You know, it's retro, but still it's relevant at the same time. And, you know, it's got a little bit more... it's got some hip hop vibes in there. I've always had that because I love old school hip hop. I have that feel in there, but it's that authentic sound. It's got the real instruments in there. It's got the strings. It's got the horns. It's got everything that can be played live. Just the bodies in there. So you know, I believe in that. You know, that's that feel. It's still got to be punchy, but it's got to be that live feel.
Yes, absolutely. Hi. Is the I Got Something to Say radio show?
Noel?
I think we may have lost him, ladies and gentlemen, for just temporarily, but that was such a great interview. We'll probably get him back in the studio with us momentarily. If you're just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, see, this is real live radio, okay? This is no machines or anything like that. This is real live radio, so we do apologize for any technical difficulties. However, we are going to continue on, and we'll probably have Mr. Gordine back in the studios. Probably lost him temporarily. Nonetheless, D-Slay, I think that was going pretty good. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean that's my guy Noel. I mean we've had, you know, wonderful conversations with him before. I mean, again, I mean, I'm not surprised, of his, his comments, about music and everything that he's doing. So, I mean, I think it's going incredible as always. You know, we have a phenomenal time with him.
Absolutely. Well, what we're going to do right now, Mr. Gordine will probably be back in the studios temporarily. It's probably, once again, a temporarily technical difficulty. If you're just tuning in, we had singer-songwriter Noel Gordine in the studios with us on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to go ahead and look for the fifth caller tonight. You and the guests will be able to see headliner national singer songwriter Noel Gordine in concert coming to the VA Live Complex in Chesapeake, Virginia, Saturday, November 30th for a night of soul, also featuring singer John Michaels and 757's very own Ramonta Allen. You and a featured guest will be invited to the meet and greet before the show. So again, the fifth caller, we want to hear from you when you hear the river. And you will be in the building. So get those fingers moving in motion and dial 718-766-4553. Good luck. Well, we'll be right back. And it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, home of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Celebrity Thursdays and NDF Saturdays. The time is now 59 minutes after the hour. It is the Monday Music Flashback. 718-766-4553. Good luck.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on, keep it on. Where the party at? Same shit, girl, it's our game.
say you wanna be happy at the party. It's Noel Gordon. He's coming to the end. Oh, we're back on the air? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 3 minutes after the hours, ladies and gentlemen. That was Coffee Brown, the after party, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing after the concert, after the meet and greet. And Virginia, next week on Saturday, November 30th, we will have R&B crooner in the building. I personally cannot wait because this guy is so incredibly talented and so smooth like butter. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, once again, thank you. You could be spending your Monday any kind of way. But this is part two of the interview with singer-songwriter Noel Gordon. I believe it was the system. It was the man that tried to set us up, that tried to separate us from singer-songwriter Noel Gordon,
I thought y'all hung up on me for a second, and then I figured it had to be somebody
no,
else.
You
do that
you
to
know
you,
what
bro?
I think it was?
Do that to you.
No, Noel, you know what it was? It was a very bitter Panthers fan. That's what that was.
It had to be that. It had to be. But they shouldn't be hating. They're winning right now.
Oh, man, are you serious right now?
Yeah, they winning right now. It's halftime. It's all good.
It sure is. It sure is because we drive cars. We're from Boston. Wicked Biffa.
Right.
All right. So before we were so rudely interrupted, Yeah, we were talking to Noel Gordon, and he was telling us about his upcoming project. So, but, you know, ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere because we would like you to have the opportunity to meet and greet with Noel Gordon, to see the concert, and then do what? The after party. See, I can sing a little bit. I can carry a tune. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it. That was all right.
you heard that, Noel? I sound
yeah,
good?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Okay, all right. That's my brother right there. All right, so we were talking about your album. Any surprises or anything different from your other two albums that we should expect or pretty much consistent with the same?
Well, when I say with the same, I'd say, I got a little bit more bumpy in this joint. We got some more influence of that old school hip-hop in there. I definitely touched on having a feature on the album. I have Miss Avery Sunshine on the album. We did a record together, and it's a special one. It's real sexy. It's a feel good record. A lot of people are gonna be able to use that on the late night. We touched on some great things on this album. Definitely that authentic feel. Got that live instrumentation implemented. Once again, I can't stray away from that. It's just the feeling of that real instrumentation that makes music special. So I'm really excited about it. City Heart, Southern Soul, the first single is going to be Heaven Knows. We got the video in the box that's going to be ready to come and inspire some people in a certain way. And before Christmas even gets here as well, we're going to be putting out a 5-song EP. That people is going to be a free download for folks just to get them ready for the new year and for the new release, City Heart, Southern Soul. So we've got a free release coming before Christmas time. So we're really excited.
I love that title, you can tell.
You can tell you're from Boston because you say City Heart. You know, when I'm on the phone, I'd be like, my heart. They'd be like, where are you from? What are you talking about? Are you from New York? I'm like, no, I'm from Boston. My heart.
Boston. That's right.
Exactly. And I noticed that you mentioned about live instrumentation, Noel, which is very, very imperative. Back in the day, you know, you had James Brown, the JBs. Mm-hmm. You also had Love Unlimited Orchestra with Barry White and Glodine White. Remember that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, I'm telling my age a little bit. Right.
The
but,
Funk Brothers,
you know, it
the
was,
Funk Brothers and Motown. You know, it's just that feel, you know, that authentic feel. When it comes on, you know it's real. You know it's real.
Exactly.
It has a different feel than, you know, just the electronic sounds.
Absolutely. It's so cookie cutter these days. Like you say, you know, people are in for about 5 minutes. But the number one question that I'm going to leave you with, and I ask all the guests, but see, you're not a guest, you're family. So,
yes.
You know, this is just a traditional conversation amongst family. But I think, and I'm not going to say I think, I know, I will put my paycheck and probably some more on the fact that you will be playing Vegas one day. Because, again, you have more than just your, you know, trendy sound. You're classical in the sense of a matter that your music is going to be timeless, you know. And I would probably say you're more classified as like the modern-day Marvin Gaye, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate
very,
that.
Very, very underrated. Yeah.
That is, that's a very, that's a huge, you know, to put me in the same breath as Marvin Gaye. I'm not worthy at all. But I appreciate it, and you know, it, to get to Vegas, that's when you, you know, that's when you that, putting up the quote fingers. That's when you've made it. You know what I mean? So that's huge for you to say that, and I really appreciate it. And you know, it's statements that like that that just keep me working, keep me striving, not only just to make music for myself, but to keep this genre going, because this music mm-hmm. is, in my opinion, the greatest music that was ever created. Soul music is you know, it's always going to be here. So, you know, when people think about that and the legacy that today's music is going to leave, I don't know if you'll be seeing them late-night infomercials with this type of music that's widely listened to today, if you'll see the infomercials about that music in the future. So, you know, it's special. This soul music is special, and it'll always be here. And I'm blessed in that I'm able to make this type of music.
Absolutely, and shout out to Avery Sunshine, one of my Twitter and Instagram friends. Hey, girl. Yeah, she's I'm really good friends with Mesa, another family member that we've had on the show, and I do a lot of work with. So, incredible singer. So I am definitely can't wait to hear that single and just your album and your project in general. D-Slate, do you have any parting words? Because really, truly, I want to make sure that some of our listeners, rather, have the opportunity to win some of these tickets. But don't fret. If you're not able to win the tickets, we're going to make certain that you have the opportunity to know where to purchase them. Because, see, after you've eaten all the turkey, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce, the strawberry cake and all of that, you've watched all of the football and basketball you can watch, you're going to be like, what next? You got all of your family in town in Virginia. So what you're going to do, you're going to go have a night of soul with singer, songwriter, R&B crooner, Noel Gordien. So, D-Slate, what do you have in parting with Mr. Noel Gordien?
Well, Noel, I just want to say, again, bro, you know, we have an incredible time with you, and you're always welcome. I told you, you know, a long time ago that you're family on this network, man, and it's always good to talk to family. It's always good to bring family back and chat it up with you, man, and I definitely can't wait to hear the new album. I know it's going to be just as phenomenal as the other ones. It's going to be just as great as the other albums. I can't wait to hear the first single. So make sure, you know, definitely, you know, have your people shoot it our way, man, so we can get it in rotation and do a world premiere when you finally drop that joint. But
you'll definitely have it hot off the presses, y'all.
And I just want to say that when you come back, because I'm in AZ right now, so when you come back to AZ, definitely let me know so I can go check you out. And, you know, definitely show you the support and, you know, keep telling other people about you like I've been doing for years. And just keep doing, you know, keep creating that type of R&B music, man, that we love, and that type of R&B music that we're going to listen to for years. And I know you're going to be doing your Vegas thing, so I'm not even tripping on that. But I just want to say that you're phenomenal, man. I'm a huge fan of your music, and I can't wait to see what you got in store for the future.
Well, I truly appreciate it, man. Those are real good words, man, of encouragement, and I will continue to make this music that's on my heart and soul, man. And I'm definitely going to give you a call, because I think I might be in AZ towards the end of the year, New Year's Eve or so. So I'll definitely let you know.
Sure.
I'll be posting.
Let me know, for sure.
And,
you
know, I'm really looking. I'm definitely looking forward to November 30th at the VA Live Complex, y'all. So make sure, if you don't win your tickets, make sure you do not give up and come to check out the show, because it's going to be a night of soul that y'all don't want to miss. So I'm really excited. Ms. Fabulous, I really appreciate you for having me on, D-Slate. You know, everybody stay tuned, because Noel Gordien is coming is hitting with a force, a soulful force.
That's it.
Well,
that's it.
Okay, well, Noel, don't go nowhere right now because truly, honestly, we're looking for the fifth caller tonight. You and a guest will be able to see singer, songwriter, and producer, and Negated to Include, yes, at the Virginia VA Live Complex in Chesapeake, Virginia on September the 30th for A Night in Soul, also featuring John Michaels and 757's very own Ramonta Allen, and also the meet and greet, the concert as well. We don't want you to go nowhere. Stay tuned for the after party. So get those fingers ready, 718-766-453 if you're on line. So good luck. We'll be right back. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, home to the Celebrity Thursdays and Indie Up Saturdays. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get into Monday Music Flashback. But first and foremost, Noel, could you do me one favor?
Mm-hmm.
Could you introduce your song that everyone, not just in the United States, but across the country, loves? I think it sounds something like Water.
Okay.
H2O.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody, check this out. This is boy Noel Gordine. I want y'all to listen to my first record here, which is went to number one on Billboard charts. It was in the movie Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. The very special The River, y'all. I hope y'all enjoy it, and check it out.
All right, well, Noel, don't go anywhere, because I would love, if you have a couple of more minutes after your song, to give away the pair of tickets. I think someone would probably be elated to get tickets from the very stunning, the very debonair and gifted and talented Noel Gordine.
Cool, I'm here.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Get ready, because it's The River by Noel Gordine. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Let's go.
All right. Growing up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my Sarah on fair Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at, and oh, I held my breath when they dipped my head, then I came up shiny and laid down my burden. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to.
They laid my granddad
to. Walk the beach with the sand in my feet. Place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too, cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I
held my breath when they dipped my head, and I came up shiny and new.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my friends for
two.
By the river, where black folks gather at the Sunday services too.
Bought me a one-way fare. I'm leaving everything behind me, but in my heart I always care.
And I'll still be right there. like.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like to be in a war.
I don't know what it's like to be so far away from my family.
I don't know what it's like to be the one who stays home.
But I do know.
I do know this.
No matter how patriotic you are.
How patriotic you are.
Or how loving you are.
Being in a military family can be harder than anyone knows.
If you're feeling at a loss,
you're not alone.
There's help.
If you need to talk to someone.
Please.
Please call this number. It's confidential and free.
Your family needs you. We need you.
Thank you for your service.
We're back live. It is currently 19 minutes after the hour. We have just came back out of the Monday Music Flashback. The river. And you know what that means. And we still have in the studio the very gifted and talented, the very debonair, the R&B crooner himself, Mr. Noel Gordine. Are you still in the studio kicking it with us?
I'm still kicking it, y'all. What's happening?
Still kicking it. Hey. Yes. Yes. Well, it is I, Miss Fabulous. It is Mr. D. Slate, the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, and one of my favorite artists, my Beantown brother, Mr. Noel Gordine, coming to VA Live in Chesapeake, Virginia, next Saturday, November 30th. We are currently looking for the fifth caller. Fifth caller, D. Slate, do we have anyone on the studio lines? Because Mr. Noel Gordine is going to present the tickets. How cool was that?
Oh, PJ, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the line and see who we have as of right now. Caller 757-277. You on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Woo! My name is Shantice.
Hello, Shantice.
Hello. How are you all doing today?
Doing real good.
Good.
How are you doing, Shantice?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right, all right.
She sounds all bubbly, like, hi, I've been good.
Yeah, I'm happy. It's a good day, and I get to talk to you all and hear Noelle's voice, so today is a wonderful day.
Yes, yes,
yes
I concur. I concur.
Yes, it is. And you're talking to D. Slater, the former Playgirl model, so you're good today. You're good.
All right, you're right.
I didn't mean to throw that in. I'm sorry.
Well, Shantice, did you know who else that you're talking with?
Yes.
Who else is in the studio with us with the very handsome voice, other than the, you know, the Playmate of the Year, the other very debonair voice? Yeah,
the other debonair. Oh, well, I already said Noel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
are you getting smart, ma'am? Are you getting smart?
No, I'm not getting smart. Did it come off that way? I apologize.
Girl, I don't know karate, but I know karate.
But you know crazy. Miss Fabulous is who on the phone to. Miss Fabulous.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But Shantice, thank you for calling. And, sweetie, you are our fifth caller.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Did you like to say anything to Mr. Noel Gordine?
Yes, yes. You are awful fine. Are you taken?
Wow. Listen to that. She gave me a compliment and then asked me a question in the same way.
She pulls no punches, Noel.
I am. I have a beautiful woman.
Oh, okay. Well, lucky woman she is then.
I am loved, and I love to look, though. I look at women, and they inspire me. Y'all inspire me to the point in which I don't stop writing. So,
good.
Just had to let you know.
Good. That's a good thing. Well, it's nice to meet you, and I can't wait to see you.
Pleasure. Well, I can't wait to meet you as well, and I can't wait for the night.
Okay. Thank
you. Well, wonderful. Well, Shantice, with all these exchange of words, you just automatically assume that you're going to be seeing, Mr. Noel Gordine. But you don't have the tickets in hand as of yet. There's always a small caveat in this realm of business in which we do. So I would like to say, what fabulous city is Mr. Noel Gordine from?
Boston?
There you go, ding, shiny. You know what I'm saying?
They love beans and they clam chowder.
Yes.
Yes. You are going to see Noel Gordine in concert next Saturday. So, girl, you and your boo or you and one of your girlfriends will be sitting near the ribbon.
That'd have been messed up if she got that question wrong. That would be real.
I know, right?
She would have been like, is he from Springfield?
Right. He's from Charlotte. No, sweetie. No. Seeing the river being sung. Okay, well, Shantese, can you do me a favor? Can you let everyone know that is listening that you won tickets to see Noel Gordine on the I've Got Something to Say show?
Radio show.
Sure, absolutely. Hello, I am Shantese, and I have just won tickets to see Noel on the I Got Something to Say show. Woohoo!
Yes! I love her spirit. Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate you for listening. And tell your friends to continue to tune in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. You never know who's going to be on the show. You know, to get celebrities like Noel Gordine hanging out with us all the time. So definitely enjoy the show. And definitely hold tight real quick. So we can get some information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Well, Noel Gordine, I think we got a little firecracker in our hands, huh?
Yeah, that was cool. That was real nice. That was nice.
That's it.
Absolutely. Well, this is our parting words, Mr. Noel Gordine. You hung out with us. Definitely give us a little bit more information about the concert next week and where people can find out more information about you.
Well, you could definitely find out more information about me on my website, noelgordine.com. That's NOELGOURDIN.com. You get me at me on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is, you know, / Noel Gordine, and on Twitter is at Noel Gordine. So everybody just keep up with me and stay tuned, like I said, because we have some special things coming. And everybody stay tuned for that free download that we're going to be coming out with. We're going to make available before Christmas. So stay tuned, and thank you so much for having me once again, y'all. I really appreciate y'all, family.
Well, we appreciate you so very much, and Virginia is truly in store for a treat. And just, you're not just segregated to Virginians. You know, if you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, if you're in the D.C. area, if you're in the North Kakalaki, Carolinas, come on through, because Virginia Live is going to be the place to be next week. I mean, a concert, a meet and greet, and an after party. Can you say what? Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be all of that.
What?
So you don't want to miss. Yeah, I'm going to be hanging out. So I'm really ecstatic, and just thank you again for all of your contribution to the industry, Noel.
Hey, it's my absolute pleasure to be able to do this. I'm blessed. So, you know, I'm just trying to make the best music I can make and give back all I can give back. So I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you. And D. Slate, do you want to give Noel your parting about, you know, he's never a guest? You know, he's always family.
Always.
Well, absolutely. You know, Noel, you're family, bro. You know, we're gonna do this family reunion once again, you know, next time, and you know, definitely chat it up again about your new album and the new music, and I definitely can't wait until you drop it, you know, on everybody, and I know it's gonna be you know, a hit just like, you know, the other music. And again, you know what I'm saying, fam, you know what time it is. You know, your family on this network. You're always welcome, you know what I'm saying, to hang out with us and call in and kick it with us. We enjoy you, as always. We enjoy having you on, man. It's always a blessing and an honor to have you on the show with us.
Thank you so much, man. I'm looking forward to the next time.
Definitely. And shout out to your management team, Noel. They are incredible. Your whole team,
incredible.
Your manager, all of your assistants, they are just super, super. So, mwah, mwah to them, because they had it on lock. They are so professional, got everything that we needed. So, you know, we're only as good and big as our team. So, your team
absolutely.
Is on point.
Big shout out to the top-notch team, my manager, Marvin Mack, Nicole, Yesenia, Shawana, Deirdre, all the girls. They really hold a brother up, so without them, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, so I appreciate the top-notch team for keeping me standing up.
Absolutely, my Beantown brother. All right, so, you know, we're going to be looking for another caller within the last 30, 35 minutes of the show. When you hear Beautiful, definitely be the fifth caller, and you and a friend will be in the place next week for the concert, meet and greet, and the after party. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Just to let y'all Beantown fans know, it's tied 10-10 in that New England Patriots game.
Yes.
That's right, that's wicked biffa. No shot, we drive cars. Yes. Absolutely. Well, Noel, thank you, and you have a very good evening, and definitely I look forward to
have
seeing you next
night,
week.
Thanks so much. Bless y'all.
All right, Noel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the R&B crooner, yes, the singer-songwriter, producer, Noel Gordine from no other than Beantown, yes, the 617, the 718, and all of that. But nonetheless, he will be in the place next week in Chesapeake, Virginia. We're going to take another quick musical break, and we're going to bring a little bit of, you know, exciting music as we always do. This guy is right on the reality show, Real Husbands of Hollywood. Here's Paula Patton's husband, I was going to say hubby, but either or, Robin Thicke with T.I. and Virginia's own Pharrell Williams with Blurred Lines. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, and Noel Gordine was in the building. Let's go.
Everybody get up.
body. Thought it would get better, but it's falling more. Oh, it's falling more ever. I just hope that we would, 'cause you're always up to no good. Maybe it'll take someone else. Show me better. But I don't wanna leave ya. Hey, have you ever need someone so bad, but he ain't willing to make it last? Sometimes you gotta lose to win again. Ooh, it makes you cry, 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 and all you do is fight. Can't get no sleep at night. Sometimes you gotta lose to win again. Some of you know what it feels like, caught up just in his life. Don't wanna try again, thinking what's the difference. Why am I not interested? 'Cause when you've been broken, you feel like no one can fix it. Yeah. Have you
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America.
We are back live. It is now 39 minutes after the hour, and we're just coming back off of our musical break. Yeah, we kicked it into Full Mode with Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke, T.I. and V.A.'s own Pharrell Williams. What's up, Pharrell? It's a little inside joke between me and Pharrell. He calls me Pope Thicke, and I call him Pharrell. What you trying to say, D. Slate?
Huh? You do you.
Homeboy, shout out to all the VA people. My homeboy Chris Brown, Pharrell Williams, Chad Hugo, Malice, Pusha T, Allen Iverson, Missy Elliott, all of them, they're my home people, you know. Even though I'm from Boston, Virginia, it's always for lovers, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And and then we also had, you know, of course, the very fabulous Fantasia. Her album is on fire. We actually had our brother on the D Hour Show Radio Network some time ago, didn't we, D?
Yes, we did. Rico Barino.
Yes, that's a single guy right there too. Does he say? Hold on. Does he single rap? But these days, what's the difference? unless we're talking about true raw talent, such as his sister Fantasia, she can sing. Noel Gordine,
yes.
sang. Yeah, Michelle sang. Yeah, Faith Evans sang. Okay, it's a difference. There's a huge differential between singing and singing. So they can sing.
Sang or tang?
Okay. Sang, S-A-N-G, sang. She sang that from her heart, yes. So we're going to go ahead and kick it back in mode. It is 40 minutes after the hour. Current temperature is now 56 degrees in Virginia Beach. Virginie Plage, as we say in the French language, du long. And also tomorrow, high 51 degrees, Wednesday overcast, 54 degrees high, and that is in Virginia, which is for lovers, by the way, liars. haters. I don't know. It's all the same. But I'm looking for a boo and the fifth caller. Did I just say that out loud? Whew. Okay. Let me get this under control. So, Beast Lake, move over. I am over. All right. So, what we're going to do right now, one of my most favorite times of the evening on the The Hour Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say Radio Show. I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, put your helmets on. No flags in the play. Defense, offense, AFC, NFC. It is yours truly, the CEO, the director of the programming for the The Hour Show Radio Network. He knows sports. Put your hands together. Put your ears on. But let's talk sports with D. Slay.
You ready for some football? Yes, indeed. We are back again. D. Slay's got the scores and the highlights from you from Sunday's football bonanza. And we are off. Started in Tennessee, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee. It was going down. There was plenty of luck for Andrew Luck as he burned the Tennessee Titans 30-7. Then we go to Sunday. We go to Cincinnati, the Bengals, the Cleveland Browns. We got Bengals, we got Browns. I don't know which animal I should be afraid of, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Cincinnati Bengals was able to give the Cleveland Browns a romp. 41-20 out there in Cincy. We go to Houston, Oakland Raiders, the Texans. The Raiders were able to rob the Texans of another win by beating them 28-23. Then we go to Jacksonville, Florida, home of hurricanes, alligators, and really bad fish sandwiches. I'm going to tell you right now, the Cardinals were able to pull it out. The Cardinals, Arizona, 27-14. Then we go to Philly, Washington. It was a regional. It was a conference football barnyard burner bonanza as the Eagles were able to pull it out and fly away from the Redskins 24-16. We go to Chicago, the Bears, the Ravens. Birds against Bears, I'm going to say that's a little unfair, but I'm going to tell you like this, though. It was raining. It was bad in the Windy City. They had so many delays going on during that game. I thought the 49ers had showed up at the stadium. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Bears were able to pull it out in overtime, 23-20. Then we go to Buffalo, the New York Jets, airplanes and hot wings. I don't know what they can get better than that, but the Buffalo Bills were able to beat down the Jets 27-14. We go to Pittsburgh, the Steel Town, Detroit Lions. The Steel Town Steelers were able to pull it out 37-27 against the Lions. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know what's going on in A-Town. Them down low brothers must be playing some football because they're not getting it done. The Tampa Bay Bucks were able to beat them down 41-28. The Miami Dolphins, the Chargers, you got Dolphins, you got electricity. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not swimming in that water, but I'm going to tell you the Miami Dolphins were able to get it in 20-16. We go to New Orleans, Louisiana, the 49ers. The Louisiana State's Drew Brees and the brothers were able to pull it out once again, saying that we are the number one in the NFC, 23-20. Seattle, the Seahawks, the Miami Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings, the Seattle Seahawks defense, and that offense were able to pull it out 41-20. We got Green Bay Packers, the New York Giants. Cheese and big guys, it don't get no better than that. But the Giants, unfortunately, were able to pull it out 27-13. Then we had the game of the week. Peyton Manning against Alex Smith. The Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs. Unfortunately, the Chiefs aren't undefeated anymore because Peyton Manning said, we run the AFC. 27-17 as the Broncos beat down the Chiefs. And right now, for all of you Patriot fans and Panther fans, you got beans, plastic powder, and Panthers. Man, it's not going to go well. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Panthers are holding on 17-10
out there in Carolina. This is your boy G Plate. All I gotta say is touch down. If somebody please give me some more popcorn, I got butter and salt over here. I don't know what to do with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that, D-Slay. I was trying to contain myself and, you know, stay in character, but it was very, very arduous. So I love that. I always live for that. And I'm telling you, the best sports commentator around. So thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. D-Slay, he knows sports. And definitely, while speaking of sports, definitely tune into one of our newest shows on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. What is it, ATS, All Things Sports?
That's
when
it, the ATS show.
Mm-hmm.
The ATS show, ladies and gentlemen, is our new premier sports show on the DR Radio Network. For all those sport fans, you can tune in tomorrow, every Tuesday, at 3:30 p.m. Arizona time, 4:30 Central time, 5:30 Eastern time. So definitely make sure you guys tune in to check that out. It's a phenomenal show. So just make sure you guys get it in and check us out. It's a great show.
All right, well, thank you for that, D-Slate. The time is now 47 minutes after the hour, and if you've been tuning in with us, we've had some laughter. We've gotten some knowledge. We've gotten a lot from tonight's show, to include an interview with Noel Gordien. So we're going to keep it moving. We've got a little bit of minutes left within the show, so we're going to go ahead and get right into the Justice Jam of the day. We're going to be looking for the fifth caller tonight. Remember, you and a guest will be able to see singer-songwriter Noel Gordien in concert coming to the VA Live Complex in Chesapeake, Virginia. I'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Russell Petaway, one of the proprietors over there at the VA Live Complex. Thank you for partnering up with the D-Hour Show Radio Network and being one of our sponsors and giving our listening audience an opportunity to, one, be a part of your venue, and two, to see the incredible Noel Gordien next Saturday. If you're listening via online, you need to get those fingers to dial into 718-766-4553. And I'll give a shout-out to Don. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anita, for listening. I see you, Sharon. Thank you for supporting me. All of my friends and families out there that is listening to the D-Hour Show Radio Network on a consistency, we appreciate you because you can be doing everything else. So, and definitely shout-out to Jermaine. You know who you are. Thank you, Boo, for listening to my show. I appreciate it. Thank you for your service in the military, Jermaine. All right, so we're going to keep things moving. If you can hear me clap twice, whoop-whoop. If you can hear me clap twice, whoop-whoop. All right, so we're going to be looking for the fifth caller. It's the Justice Jam of the day. Yeah, Beautiful by Noel Gordien. Get those fingers moving. It is I on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, let's go. Fifth caller.
I called you hot girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I called you chicken head and shouty, or hate at victims. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you dime piece, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, word, or anything else I wanna, and the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me, it's everywhere you go all day long, girl, and that's just wrong, girl, so from now on I'll only call you a princess, a goddess, and flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own. it. I wanna bite you, squeeze you. Your love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner, and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure, and I'm so much better. So from now on, I only call you beautiful.
Talented Noel Gordine, beautiful, yes, just his jam of the day, beautiful. Mr. Gordine was actually in our studios on tonight. So without further ado, we hope that we have a fifth caller in or on the line. D-Slate, do we have our fifth caller?
Oh, PJ, as always, we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller and see who it is. Area code 757903. You are on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Area code 757903. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Hello? Caller, don't be shy. Yes.
Caller.
Hi, who's this? Who are we speaking with? Hello? Caller once, caller twice. Okay, no deal. I guess we have a shy caller. What's the area code once again, D-Slate?
757903, the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, well, maybe there's a bad connection. Do we have another caller for the tickets to see Noel Gordine in concert?
Not yet. We had a few, but they dropped off, so hopefully somebody else will call back.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. That was actually one of my favorite songs by Noel Gordine. Let me tell you, we've had a lot of celebrities in our studios, actually on the show, but by far my list is extending to some of my favorites, you know, to include Noel Gordine, Faith Evans, and a couple of other people, Chrisette Michelle, Kanye Doss, Liv Warfield, MC Light, and the list goes on and on and on and on, Music Soul Child. I mean, D-Slate, you're doing your thing as a program director and as a CEO of a radio station network. Truly, honestly, well, just thank you publicly for all that you do.
Well, PJ, you'll be happy to know because I got a surprise for the lovely PJ that this Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, this Thursday on Celebrity Thursday, myself, Miss Fabulous, and others, we will be getting it in. We will be interviewing and talking to lead singer of the hit group Mint Condition, Stokely Williams.
will be on the show this Thursday on Celebrity Thursday. So you better get ready, people. Get ready.
What? I am so psych-alike. I'm so ecstatic. And, you know, actually, Mint Condition was just here in Hampton, Virginia for a concert. They were super awesome. Sold out concert, by the way.
That's it. Stokely Williams will be joining us on Thursday.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Well, definitely, hopefully we'll have I'm a caller. I just want to give some sentiments. People are inboxing, saying they're enjoying the show. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate your sentiment. The girl, Tandra, she said, D. Slate is off the chain. Okay? Not
well, I do what I do. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, Tandra. I appreciate you so very much, too. Thank you, Jermaine, for calling in all smiley faces. I appreciate you so very much. Also, Chris say, I love you guys. You even need to go national. Appreciate that, Chris. Spread the love. So hopefully we can get syndicated. We're trying to connect with iHeartRadio. We have someone in, Washington State that say, we love you guys, rock on. Okay, rock on. All right. So we're getting a lot of different listeners and people that are integrating into the show. We try to have means and ways by way of, giving giveaways and things of that nature, special guests. So we try to keep it very exciting. You know, a lot of people can duplicate, but they can never emulate what we have here on the D-Hour Show Ratio Network. So, D-Slate, my hat's off to you.
Well, thank you, PJ. I appreciate you, as always, Fish. You know I love you.
Absolutely. Do we have anybody else that have called in?
Not quite yet. People, I'm telling you, 718-766-4553. You better get your call in. You better get it in. The time is limited.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I guess what we can do is play one more song, and then we will start calling down to the close of business as we were. I think I want to get into another. Do we have time for another hit?
Oh, yes, we do, as always.
Okay, what about a couple of forevers? I'm feeling that one. I want someone to tell
Let's
me I have a couple of forevers.
We can do that, PJ.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, she's been a guest on this show, and she's currently in tour. She is a very, very gifted and talented singer, and nonetheless a diva herself. Ladies and gentlemen, the I've Got Something to Say Ratio Show, the Hour Show Radio Network. Here's a couple of forevers, Chrisette Michelle. And hopefully when we come back, we'll have a winner on the line, and we'll have our closing remarks. Miss Fabulous D. Slate is the I've Got Something to Say Ratio Show. Let's go.
Yeah.
Back Live. It's currently 4 minutes after the hour, 4 minutes after the hour, and that was Chrisette Michelle, A Couple of Forevers. I absolutely love that song, and we hope to have a couple of forevers and forever and forever and forever with you, you and you and all of you, and to the front and in the back and the middle, yo. Mm-hmm. Right. Who says that anymore? No one says yo anymore. Right. And yo, son. What's up, son? What's up, daughter? What's up, son?
Yo, God. God.
Right. Who's called? All right. So it's been Miss Fabulous, pun intended, D. Slate. And we have the very chill, very talented Beantown brother in the building, Noel Gordien, the man of the hour. He was kicking it with us and giving us a lot of knowledge and insight about the industry and his inspirations and what motivates him to make the music that is so timeless and classic. I mean, for that, I truly enjoyed that. I'm not really certain if our New England Patriots won or not, but, you know, we're the greatest American team, AFC. Psh, what? You don't know? You better ask two people for directions. What? But anyways.
Uh-oh. PJ.
What was that?
Got a little information for you. It looks like the Patriots are winning right now, 20-17.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, come on, All American. I just want to say one thing, Brady. You are the best. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Breakdown.
I'm breakdancing right now in the studio. What? What you got? Yeah, it's the I've Got Something to Say radio show. That's what we've called. And we had a great time. D. Slate, kind of closing remarks you want to leave our listeners and our family members with?
Well, I mean, I just want to say that, as always, you know, PJ, we had an incredible time. And, you know, I just want to, you know, thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight on another incredible I Got Something to Say radio show. And I want to thank my brother Noel Gordien for joining us. He's incredible as always. You know, he's family. You know, he's fam on this network. And, you know, we always have a wonderful time when he's on the show. And make sure you guys, you're on the lookout, check him, go to his website, you know, noelgordien.com. You can check him out on Twitter as well as Facebook. And be on the lookout for his new music, because he's definitely, you know, about to drop some more hot music on us again. And, you know, we love him as always, and support everything that he's doing. And I just want to let everybody know to make sure you tune in tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Central Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the premier sports show on the network, the ATS Show, with host T. Miller and Big Mike. And definitely make sure you check us out on the Tuesday spot tomorrow night. Myself, A-Town, Leo, we're going to get it in with you guys as well. Wednesday, we have Drez of Black Sheep. Drez from the hit rap group Black Sheep will be on Nod Your Head Wednesday, as well as Thursday, It's Going Down, when myself, Miss Fabulous, and Ray Cole will be talking to the phenomenal, the sensational lead singer of the superstar group Mint Condition, Mr. Stokely Williams, will be joining us on Celebrity Thursday. So definitely make sure you be on the lookout for that. And as always, I love you guys. I love my sis PJ. Another incredible I Got Something to Say radio show. And thank you guys for listening and hanging out with us.
Aw, isn't that so sweet? I see a little tear right in the corner of my eye.
That's right there.
Yeah, Mr. Stokely Williams is going to be. I'm going to make sure I wear the shortest, the tightest dress possible to the office on Thursday.
All right, with your pretty brown eyes. That's all I got.
Yeah, pumps in a bump, pumps in a bump. So let me stop before GB comes back around the corner. Got a couple of shout-outs. Right. I'd like to shout out my coworkers. What's up, Veda? That's GB's best friend. Lelicia, Mrs. Williams, Jeff Kess, Maurice Jack, Mo Jack in the building. Also, my supervisor, Greg Smith. I'd like to say, and Miss Donna, welcome back, sweetie. I always have a great time with the people that I work with. Huntersville? Yeah, that's what we do in DeVille. I also want to give a shout out to, yes.
Well, PJ, let's say this. I mean, we still have those pair of tickets for the Noel Gordine concert. Let's say we can give those tickets away on Thursday.
You know what? That sounds like a bloody plan. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll do that on Thursday. But I got a couple of more shout-outs I want to give. I definitely had a great conversation today with iconic director, actor, Tim Reed. Had a conference call with him on today. And, Mr. Tim Reed, just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm looking forward to possibly working with you on a project in the upcoming quarter. Yay! Tim Reed is awesome, so, so awesome. I thank you for that. Thank you, April Marcel, for setting up that call for me. Also want to shout out my big sis, Bernadette Stamus, as well as Ernest Lee Thomas, Gary Sturgis, all of those are Hollywood actors. Look forward to projects that we're going to be having in common that are going to incorporate the D. Al Rochow Radio Network. Yay! Yeah, we're going to keep things moving like U-Haul. And also, I like to give a shout-out to my mommy. Thank you for being so supportive in all that I do. To my sister Toya, to my daughter Tika. Hey, Chica. Thanksgiving is around the corner. And to all of my Virginia IA people, definitely you don't want to miss Noel Gordine coming to VA Live. Hello, Mr. Petaway. Thank you again for partnering up with the D Hour Show Radio Network. For more ticket information, go on to VA Live's website, and you can purchase tickets right online. Celebrate the season with Avon. Order online with yours truly, Avon representative, youravon.com/poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, justice, youravon.com/poeticjustice for all of your Avon needs. And refer a friend and get up to $20 off membership fee on your next line of credit. Plus, a friend gets $20 off membership fees for their first line of credit. I'm talking about the Loan Store. Take advantage of a location near you, 1-877-848-2323. Whether if you need a little extra money for car repairs, medical bills, and other unexpected expenditures, we can help. It's the Loan Store, 1-877-848-2323. And last but certainly not least, shout out to Don, shout out to Jermaine, shout out to all of my military personnel who serve in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines. And if I forgot anyone, definitely I salute you. Monty Ross, what's up? Hey, my mentor. And we're going to have a great time. Shout out to the winners on tonight. Shantice, I believe her name was, out of Virginia. Sweetie, congratulations. You're going to enjoy the show. Did I miss anything underneath the kitchen sink, D-Slate?
That's it. You got everything underneath the kitchen sink, the crumbs, you know, the Kool-Aid that was spilled on the floor, everything.
What? Yes. And to people who constantly, you know, support my goal, shout out to Charles Farmer for the Employee of the Year. Look forward to that movie coming out, working on that project. And definitely to the Damaged Goods stage play, Mr. James Person, and myself and a couple of other people. Stay tuned for more information regarding auditions. Auditions, auditions. Follow me on Facebook. Follow the D Hour Radio Show Network on Twitter, Facebook. What is the other forms of medium that you can follow us, Mr. D Slate?
That would be TuneIn Radio as well as iTunes. And you can check us out on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and YouTube.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just search the keyword the hour show.
Absolutely. Keep tuning in. You never know what you're going to get. And one last time, celebrate the season with Avon. Order online, youravon.com/poeticjustice. Got a wonderful lot of specials and stories to order online and get your stuff instantaneously. Well, it is yours truly, Miss Fabulous and D Slate, my boss, my friend, my brother. And shout out once again to Noel Gordine, who did a fabulous job, pun intended. Looking forward to hanging out with him on Saturday and just great things in general. You all get some rest. Make sure you take care of each other. My thoughts and sentiments out to those in Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois, for those in the Philippines, and just those who are throughout the country. Definitely, definitely in dire straits. We hope that things get better. You know, your tests become your testimony, so hang in there. A change is going to come. It is Poetic Justice, D. Slate, the D. Howard Show Radio Network, signing off. Peace.
Hey.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But you really caught him out in the day.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the show down. Sports talk, here comes D. Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gon' say something new. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day.
On the I got something to say show. On the I got something to say.